Greetings again, pilgrims standing today on their new year launching pad. We are so glad you're with us this morning. This is Pastor Bob looking out the window at the sun shining on that Vine Street Christian Church. I take that for a sign. That church is just sparkling under that blue sky and bright sun. It's as if maybe, perhaps, that's the Lord's house. Yeah, could be. Amen. Well, we're back, and I hope you are postured and positioned for a few minutes of spiritual life in the middle of your day. Not sure when you listen to your devotion, but it's important to just take that time and build barriers around it to protect it from the world. Maybe 10 minutes or 15 minutes, whatever we do today. This is God's time. It's your time with God. It's you and God and nothing else. So do what you have to do to get into that frame of mind and posture of heart. In the background, you can tell I'm ready. You're listening to the Gregorian sacred medieval ecclesiastical music in Latin under the title Live Better. Amen? Live Better. That's where our launching pad takes us. Every day, a little more, another step, more progress. Amen. Like opening a paint can. Amen. I love that one. And we've got our pink sand candle going too, folks. It just looks like a work of art sitting in that candle holder. And listen to this. Spice chai. The spiced chai in the morning. I tried to figure out how to describe spiced chai. And it's kind of like if you went to bed at night and didn't know it, but you accidentally slept right next to a tiger cage. Okay, tiger cage. And then you kind of sleeping right on the edge of it, but not knowing it. And comes about, you know, sun break in the morning, just as the sun is piercing through, the tiger awakes. You don't. You're going to sleep in a little bit, maybe till 6 or 7. But the tiger wakes up and smells you and then finds you and then sees you and salivates that you are so close, yet just on the other side of those bars. And the tiger gets more and more frustrated and finally sticks his snout between the poles of the cage and lets out a giant which shakes you to your bones. That's a little bit like spiced chai. All right. Let's get on with today's devotion from Michael Casey. And it's called Being Saved on this January 19th, 2021. Feels good to say 2021, doesn't it? Gives me a lot of hope. Here it is, being saved. I don't know if it is still regarded as valid, but it used to be said that if you were trying to save persons from drowning, it would sometimes be necessary to knock them out. The idea was that in struggling to regain control of the situation, they may well endanger the lives of those who are coming to save them. Most of us do not want to be saved and are prepared to fight to retain our delusional autonomy. Our delusional autonomy. This is certainly true in the spiritual life. One of our greatest liabilities is our determination to be fully self-sufficient so that we do not need to be saved. We think that we can manage nicely on our own. Thank you very much. For us to maintain this belief, we have to turn our backs on the truth and mentally repackage our life until it conforms to our delusional self-image. Now I'm going to repeat that sentence. It's kind of deep, but it's so profound. For us to maintain this belief that we can manage very nicely on our own, we have to turn our backs on the truth and mentally repackage our life until it conforms to our delusional self-image. This vision of self depends on a defective memory, an inability to distinguish fantasy from reality, and the sincere conviction that anything untoward that has happened in our lives is to be blamed on others. Wow! This vision of self, Michael Casey says, depends on a defective memory, check, and an inability to distinguish fantasy from reality, check, and the sincere conviction that anything untoward that has happened in our lives is to be blamed on others. Check. Its effects are usually invisible to ourselves. Others bear the brunt of them. Self-righteousness. Harshness toward perceived sinners. And an absence of any healthy sense of our own sinfulness. Christ came to save us. And sometimes the only way for Him to overcome our unhelpful resistance is to knock us out. That's right. To puncture our hyperinflated self-esteem, to bring to nothing the grand designs that allowed us to think more highly of ourselves than we should. Are you listening, church? In the aftermath of such an intervention, we begin to come to the realization that we cannot save ourselves. Our integrity is spotty. Our virtue is precarious. Our self-reliance is delusional. If we have even a glimmer of intelligence, we will reluctantly conclude that we need to draw on resources outside ourselves, if we have even a glimmer of intelligence. The grace of Christ certainly. The grace of Christ is the resource we need to draw on outside ourselves, but also the guidance and support of the Christian community, the Jesus community, the beloved community. In the best of situations, that can be church, but it can also be your other spiritual groups that you are parts of. That can be your bridge club, spirit-led, spirit-fed. That can be your Bible study, spirit-fed, spirit-led. It can be your neighbors talking in the backyard, spirit-fed and spirit-led. The guidance and support of the Christian community that you are part of. With this insight, we are well on our way to being saved. Amen. Well, a couple quick reminders. Tomorrow night, at 7 o'clock, we're going to have our first Zoom discussion group of this new series, New Year Launching Pad. So I hope you'll join us. The link to that meeting will be in tomorrow's daily devotion email. So be looking for that, and please feel free to join us, even if just as an observer. And then Thursday night is our worship team meeting. And if you're interested in participating or listening in on that and you're not getting the email link, just let me know and I'll put you on the list. Amen. Wow. being saved. Amen. Christ is coming. I can feel it. I can almost see it with my weak and inadequate physical eyesight. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you came to save sinners. Help us to recognize our need for your help, and help us overcome our resistance to grace and our reluctance to abandon our false self. Help us to live in the truth of your loving mercy, for you are our Lord and our King forever and ever. Amen.